him. ESPN's Mark Stein reports Andrew Bogut will be a free agent when the market opens on Saturday. Bogut broke his left leg just after checking into his first game with the Cavaliers back in March. He's about 2 weeks away from being cleared for full basketball activities. Baseball getting started right now on ESPN. The Twins and Red Sox in Boston. Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia out, resting his sore left knee. Ninth inning, the Nationals lead the Cubs 4-2. Ninth inning, the Cardinals lead the Diamondbacks 10-4. Mets infielder Asdrubal Cabrera tells the New York Post he wants to stay with the Mets. Cabrera had asked to be traded.
Gordon Hayward is planning on meeting with Miami, Boston, and Utah once free agency begins. Where will he end up? We'll ask Stephen A. Smith when he joins Mike and Mike Friday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, my car started...
squealing?
Yeah. So I want to replace my
brake pads.
Wow, you really know your
stuff.
Well, I've got a lot to do. I think I'm going to need some...
Coffee?
Yeah.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have the quality parts you
want
to get the job done. Okay, it's starting to feel really
weird. Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
NASCAR returns to the World Center of Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is what life sounds like in an SUV not named Most Dependable Compact SUV by J.D. Power.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
I don't know if the SUV can handle that far of a drive.
This is what life sounds like in a Chevy Equinox, J.D. Power's most dependable compact SUV.
Hey, you want to take the kids out to the beach this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hear the difference in the Chevy Equinox. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Award based on 2016 study of 2013 models after 3 years of ownership. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
The 2017 NASCAR season reaches its halfway point with a doubleheader weekend of racing. Back where it all started in February, Daytona International Speedway. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series has completed their first practice session for Saturday night's Coke Zero 400. Kyle Busch led the way over Brad Keselowski and last week's Sonoma winner Kevin Harvick. Qualifying is set for tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern here on MRN, while our live coverage of the Coke Zero 400 is set for Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The NASCAR Xfinity Series is also here in Daytona and will race the Coca-Cola Firecracker 250 tomorrow night. Jeb Burton was fastest in practice earlier today. Our live coverage of the race begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome into hour number three of the Todd Brummel Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and the KGYM studios. That's where we're at today. Tomorrow, it's going to be Iowa City and the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. Former Hawkeye football player Tyler Bloom will be stopping by, as will Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, who was in Omaha earlier this week for the College World Series. Unfortunately, his LSU Tigers, not his LSU Tigers, Paul Maneri's LSU Tigers, couldn't get it done against Florida. But Jack will tell us all about what a good time he had with Sean and his son Casey in Omaha over the weekend. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints. Those are the happy hour specials every day at Coach's Corner from 3 until 7. Stop on in. Maybe You'll even win a great KGYM prize. And here's the deal. I'm going to bring some KGYM t-shirts to the Freedom Festival parade.
Okay.
On Saturday. And I know we can't throw things out, but if we have someone who's capable of walking with us, if we have somebody who's walking with us, I will try to have some KGYM t-shirts for the four people who will recognize us and me and will yell at me while I'm driving. Now, don't hold me to that.
I think that's a good idea.
Because I like to pull Corbett's. I like to make promises and then not keep them. So if you yell at me on Saturday and you don't get a t-shirt from me, it's either because we ran out or it's because I pulled a Corbett and decided to make a promise that I couldn't keep.
I think we have enough shirts to hand out a few of them.
Yeah, I do too. If we could throw things, I would be all about chucking the pint glasses.
Oh, okay.
Like, there you go. Drink up.
How bad would throwing a shirt, how much damage could that possibly do?
Yeah, you can't throw stuff.
Oh, I know.
You got to follow the rules.
I can understand that with candy. And this goes back to we're going to ban everything, but a shirt, I'm pretty sure a shirt couldn't hurt anybody.
Look,
especially when you're going 10 miles an hour.
I don't make the rules.
I know.
I try to
I'm
follow them.
I'm just thinking out loud right now.
I try to follow them, and I do the best that I can.
I think it might be the riot that would ensue over the KGYM shirts.
Well, if we just drop it on the ground, there's going to be a riot either way.
That's true. To at least get it out of the road. Maybe we should throw it.
Would we be banned for life if we threw KGYM shirts?
I don't think it was the Freedom Festival parade. I think it was the St. Patrick's Day parade. I don't want to out the organization. I don't want to get them into trouble. But I know an organization that was banned from the parade for distributing items that they did not follow the rules. So
I guess we shouldn't throw t-shirts.
Breaking the law. Not something that we condone here.
8314
KGYM.
The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Explain Corbett.
Well, no, I mean, that was earlier this week where we talked about last week.
That was last week.
Last week. It blurs together here, but the mayor, several years ago, live on the air at Veterans Memorial Stadium, promised that he was going to proclaim a KGYM radio day in Cedar Rapids, and it never came to fruition. And now that is hanging over his gubernatorial race like a black cloud. And when Kim Reynolds beats him, I expect all of the political pundits in the state of Iowa to point to that moment and say it was the KGYM factor. You couldn't trust him because he made a promise to a local radio station that he was going to have KGYM Day, and when he didn't do that, how can you trust him to fix Medicaid or do any of the other things that a governor has to do?
If he can't keep that simple promise.
It's the little things.
Ron, buddy, pal, if you're listening, and I know that you're not, you've still got an opportunity to make this right. I know he's not listening because I saw on Twitter that he's in Fort Madison today, which is a little bit out of our listenership area, unless he's got the KGYM app on his phone.
And he doesn't.
Free download. How do you know he doesn't?
I just have a feeling.
How do you know he doesn't?
I guess I can't know for sure.
Exactly. But we're not fake news. Don't accuse him of fake scandals when this is an actual one.
That's true. I guess I shouldn't assume.
Ron Corbett, you've still got time to make this right. And I'm willing to let bygones be bygones, and I've said that on the air. I wish we had the audio, but enough people heard it and remember it. This is a big-time scandal. Presidential campaigns have been cut down for less. They actually haven't. Let's do this. I keep forgetting that there's an intro for this.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die? Or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
whatever happens here, and this is very important, I do not want hashtag pull a Corbett to become a thing on Twitter.
I do.
I don't want to be encouraging people to hashtag pull a Corbett. That should not become a thing on
Keeping
Twitter.
Keeping it
Corbett? Keeping it Brockmire. Let's get started with Would You here. I'm going to self-report a violation here to the NCAA Would You Committee. This isn't going to be the best edition of Would You. But Kyle Mann, would you ever give out your phone number like Jimmy Butler did?
I would. That's a total swag move. And just knowing Jimmy from his days in, all those years ago in Chicago, that's just kind of the guy that Jimmy is. He's not really going to back down from anybody, even if you're not even an NBA player. If you have something that you want to say, he's not really afraid to hear it. So go ahead and give me a call.
He gave his phone number out at a news conference.
Well, he's going to turn around and change it by the end of the day. So
I'll just instruct you guys to go onto a random comment section on Twitter. Just go to any verified account and click on the tweet and read the comments.
It's fun.
Yeah. And you want those people calling you at 1:30 in the morning?
Maybe for like...
saying that they can see you?
One weekend.
Saying that they can tell you what color sheets you have on your bed and what color shirt you're wearing? Maybe they're just guessing. Maybe they're not. But there are so many creeps out there that are going to call Jimmy Butler if, in fact...
I texted him.
If, in fact, that number is accurate... Oh, absolutely. That would be one of my worst nightmares. And that's gonna lead to people saying some really disgusting things because, hey, why not? That's where we're at right now.
Now, there's a video out there of him actually taking a FaceTime call from someone. So, at least for the moment, that was his actual phone number. He invites all of his critics... this is the quote, whoever has anything to say to me, feel free.
Do you think it's like a burner phone?
Look, he's got multiple phones.
Yeah.
And a lot of athletes do. Now, I was told, and I won't go into specifics here, but I was told a story the other day. A friend of mine and I were talking about trying to reach out to an area professional baseball player. And I can say that because we've got a number of them here in the area now. And I'm not going to specifically name the player, but I was told, the story goes, my friend was trying to get his phone number to do a story on him for the newspaper. You can connect the dots here on probably who the friend is anyway. And it turns out that this player doesn't really like talking to the media at all. And he has a couple phones. And there's one phone that is specifically for getting in touch with him through his agent. And if you don't get that phone number, he's not answering your phone call. He's not returning your text. He's not even acknowledging your existence.
Oh, 4184 on the text line. And he's right. 4184 says, Alex, I like your blue shirt. That's creepy.
Kyle, are you 4184? Is that you?
I got my phone right here.
Here, I have an idea, Kyle.
That sounded a little too close to home. Have you had a stalker issue in the past?
No, but I just know these people.
You sold that.
These
people calling, telling me what color my sheets are.
All times of the night.
There's a story there. I know there is.
No, there actually is no story, but I Kyle, you should
Coach's
text
Coach's Corner
him.
Waitress or something. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
No. Kyle, you should text Jimmy Butler and see if he would come on KGYM radio.
I thought about doing that, actually. I said, hey, Jimbo, appreciated having you.
Well, no wonder he didn't respond to you.
Well, he's not going to respond to anybody except the one FaceTime
You just
call.
Called him Jimbo.
Responding to somebody on FaceTime.
Is that a coach at Florida State?
I mean, there are other Jimbos. There's a lot of Jimbos down south.
So we've answered this particular question. How about this one? Alex Kuhn. Well... I didn't do this on purpose because you don't have an NFL franchise anymore, but hypothetically...
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Would you want Brett Favre running your NFL franchise? Brett Favre, the old gunslinger, is talking about possibly wanting a career in an NFL front office or a coaching capacity? Good idea or bad idea for Brett Favre?
Front office.
Imagine the texts that you could get from him.
Exactly.
Or that he would get if he gave out his number.
Front office, I don't know. I don't know what kind of eye he has for talent. John Elway, when the Denver Broncos hired him, they were taking a shot in the dark and hoping that John Elway would have an eye for talent, would be able to run a franchise and make those type of decisions. So
Tebow.
I don't know exactly how much Brett Favre knows about that side of football, but to answer the coaching question, absolutely not.
No coaching.
Absolutely not. And here's the reason why.
This comes from a man who, up until they left, his team was coached by Jeff Fisher.
Do you think I wanted the Rams to be coached by Jeff Fisher?
Point taken.
Some of the greatest players of all time have been some of the worst coaches of all time. And Brett Favre, in particular, had his own style of football, his own style of quarterbacking that is conducive to almost nobody else on this planet. If he goes out there and tries to teach someone footwork, stepping up in the pocket, not throwing into coverage, he will fail miserably at it because he could do things because of his strong arm and because of his gunslinger mentality that almost nobody else to ever throw a football could do. I think that him being a quarterback coach, at the NFL level at least, would be a huge disaster, and I would absolutely not want him coaching a young quarterback as the way that he did things. And the question would become, could he legitimately take a step back and coach a quarterback the fundamentals of the position without throwing it in his own flavor? I wouldn't trust it until I saw it. So no, I would not want him coaching really at the NFL level at all.
I think it's a bad idea. Well, it's a good idea. No, it's a bad idea.
I see what you're doing there. Do you think he's coming back to the Packers?
He might. He might actually start next year.
I think I heard Jeff Fisher gave him a call a couple years ago.
No, but pretty much, yeah, it's an awful idea. And pretty much for all the reasons that Alex just said, he had a style that you're not going to be able to pass along to anybody else, at least in a coaching capacity. You'll end up, he'll be telling his quarterback, okay, well, I'm just going to have you go out there, run around, and just kind of whip it around, see what happens. That's not going to go well. And then as a GM, you know, maybe it's a joke, maybe it's not, but we've seen him struggle with decision-making. And in a front office position, that can't be the way that you are. You have to be able to make a decision, and it's got to be well thought out.
I like the waffling there. That was a good Brett Favre joke. We go from one legend to the next. Alex Kuhn, what would you do now if you were Phil Jackson?
I'd go live in Los Angeles. I would retire. Live on some beachfront property. Get the sports package on whatever cable or satellite provider he has. Watch as much basketball as possible. And if Magic Johnson wants to give me a call and bring me in as an impromptu advisor, if Magic Johnson wants to ask my opinion about certain things, and I'm not going to have a major role or even an official role with the Los Angeles Lakers, that's what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Because everything that he needed to accomplish in basketball, he's accomplished, and nothing good came of his time as a president of basketball operations. In fact, he did, I'm not going to say a lot, but he did a good amount to tarnish his legacy. You're going to look back and say that he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But taking another position when he just doesn't, it just doesn't seem like he has any interest in taking on that big of a role within an organization, just doesn't make sense. We chatted with Cody Taylor of BasketballInsiders.com yesterday, and he said that he thinks that Phil Jackson is going to hang it up. So I don't think he'll ever fully be away from the game. I don't think he'll ever fully have his be at a point where people aren't calling him up and asking for his opinion, especially general managers and coaches from around the NBA. But I don't think he's ever going to have an official title in the association ever again.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. In terms of undertaking a full-blown GM role, he's never going to do anything like that again. But what I think would be a good spot for him is something like the role that we heard about Steve Nash playing with the Warriors. They call him some sort of advisor to the front office, where he's not actually making decisions, but he's there to bounce ideas off of. And we know he's a great basketball mind, even though if he's maybe not the best being the guy at the wheel. So basketball-wise, maybe he ends up just as an advisor with the Lakers. But if I'm Phil Jackson, I'm spending most of my time in, you know, Montana or wherever it is that he likes to hang out at, and he's adjourning to another dimension, perhaps.
Phil Jackson, the Zen master. Kyle, would you want a photographic memory? I was reading a story earlier today about Cubs reliever Wade Davis having a near photographic memory. And it made me think that this could be a good thing or a bad thing. So would you want a photographic memory? Would you want to be able to remember everything that you've seen in great detail, both good and bad?
I would honestly say yes, because there's a lot of things. Just I'm hitting my early 20s, and I'm starting to realize that I'm starting to forget things that I never thought that I would forget. And so I'm just getting to that stage now where I'm really wishing that I could remember some of the things that I can't. And I would love to have all my good memories for the rest of my life. And as far as, you know, it being a blessing and a curse, you know, I remember plenty of my bad memories anyways, sometimes better than the good. And so you always kind of have to tackle your own bad memories and with your own way. You got to find a way to be able to confront that rather than just hope you can ignore it. So I would just, I would take photographic memory. I'd like to remember everything.
I went to high school with a kid who had photographic memory.
Does he play for the Cardinals?
He doesn't play for the Cardinals. He actually works for Politico. And this,
you went to high school with way more interesting people than I did.
Yeah, well, for
the record,
for every interesting person at our school, there was a person who was equally just not interesting at all. So I'll just throw that caveat out there.
Diverse.
This guy was so good in school because he didn't have to study really very much at all. He, especially if it was a memorization test, he just sort of look at the piece of paper, have the
That's
notes in front of it.
That's all school was. Most of it was memorization anyway.
And this guy was a 4.0. Back in high school where you could get above a 4.0, he got above a 4.0. And now he has a job with a very high-ranking publication. So absolutely, it could get you very far in life. And as Kyle said, I think bad memories are going to stick regardless of whether you have a photographic memory or not. And I would like to have that kind of power, because it's something that not a lot of very, very few people have. And it could really help you out in life.
All right, we'll end on this one. This is a bonus one, but I don't care whether we run long here or not, because after watching him last night, he made me want to pull my hair out. So, Kyle, I'll ask you as a fellow Cubs fan, what would you do to improve the Cubs starting rotation at this point? And would any sort of thing that you do to fix the rotation involve John Lackey?
Well, yeah. To answer, yes. You're going to have to, he's going to be the first one to get replaced, because me and my brothers were talking about this last night, watching him get just slammed again. He's already given up as many home runs this year as he did all year last year. So he's just fallen off the cliff. Last year, he essentially ended up being our fourth or fifth starter, and he was fine for that. But he's gotten even worse this year, and the rest of the rotation isn't picking up the slack for him like they were last year. And so, yeah, they need to start somewhere, and we kind of came to the conclusion last night that while the offense struggles, maybe it's time to just take some of the pressure off the offense, because the pitching has been so bad. There's a lot of prospects who I would really want the Cubs to hold on to, but at some point, we got to salvage this pitching rotation before it's too late. I'm looking at guys like Sonny Gray, I've heard Dre Archer down in Tampa. He's been mentioned a lot in the last several years. Here in this last month leading up to the deadline, I'm kicking the tires on every top of the rotation pitcher I can find.
Well, David Kaplan of CSN Chicago, our good friend who's joined us on the program here before, calls today the biggest win of the year for the Cubs. They came back and beat the Nats during Woodja.
They won 6-5.
They won. Put it in the win. 5-4, I should say, is the final score. My apologies. St. Louis also has won today. They had a good buddy in Phoenix. That was a 10-4. CB radio reference. 10-4, good buddy.
John Lackey is the one pitcher in that rotation where I think that, I'm not going to say there's little hope for him, but you just wonder if the gas tank is finally empty.
He's old.
He's old. He's gone through a couple of postseasons in a row. He pitched very well a couple of postseasons ago with the St. Louis Cardinals. He pitched pretty well last year. He's had two long seasons in a row, and he's pushing 40 years old. So I think that with the rest of the Cubs rotation, you just have to hope that they start performing. And as we've talked about, it's the same with the starting lineup. Everyone's underperforming right now. And luckily for them, the mediocrity of the NL Central is going to keep them in it and give them every chance to bust out of it throughout. We're not even to the second half yet. They're going to get every chance to bust out of this slump and win that division. But with John Lackey, I just think the gas tank is running a little bit low, and if you can go out and give up a couple of prospects and get a younger, controllable arm, then at this point you really have to start thinking about doing it, because there's nothing in the minor leagues right now. There are very few options that they have to replace John Lackey in-house. So that's what I would do.
John Jay with a two-run double with two outs in the top of the ninth inning off of Blake Treinen wound up giving the Cubs a 5-4 win today, so they'll take a little momentum with them on the road to Cincinnati. That series gets underway tomorrow at 6:10. 6:28, here's what we'll do. We'll step aside for just a quick couple seconds. We'll come back. Kyle Mann will have another big board update for you. And then we'll step away from sports for just a little bit. But I read this story earlier today. It is the height of stupidity, and I want to see what you guys think about this. 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show on KGYM after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier baseball team split with defending state champion Prairie on Monday night, winning 8-2 and losing 8-2. The Saints then fell to West Des Moines Dowling 6-5 on Tuesday night in a non-conference game. The Saints will meet top 10 rated Washington in a Mississippi Valley Conference doubleheader tomorrow at Washington. The Xavier softball team split with crosstown rival Linmar on Tuesday night, winning the first game 5-1 before losing a tough 1-0 decision in the nightcap. The Saints now sit at 17-16 for the year and 13-9 in MVC play. The Saints host Cedar Falls in a doubleheader tonight. The Saints receive their postseason assignment and will open Class 4A Region 7 play by hosting Grinnell on July 6th.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
6:30, and welcome back in the final 30 minutes of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, in the studio with us. And just got a text from a friend of mine at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Billy Epler, the general manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, in town tonight to see the Burlington Bees and the Colonels in that series finale. So not too often that you see executives from other teams, the visiting team, make a trip to Cedar Rapids. They've got an instructor in town as well, a familiar name to baseball fans. Many of you who grew up in the 80s will remember the name Jim Gott. Was a closer for the Pirates and the Dodgers, as well as the Giants and the Blue Jays. He's the roving pitching instructor for the Angels, and I chatted with him a little bit yesterday over at the ballpark as well. So, speaking of the Colonels, they're going to come up on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. They're about ready for the first pitch at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kyle?
Former Iowa standout Jared Uthoff was traded today by the Dallas Mavericks, who signed him to a two-year non-guaranteed contract during last season, to the Houston Rockets. Uthoff may stick with Houston, but other recent moves by the Rockets and Uthoff's highly movable contract suggest that he may be a piece in another trade in the very near future. The Learfield Director's Cup standings were finalized yesterday, which are intended to measure and rank the competitive success of all NCAA Division I schools. The University of Iowa finished ranked 51st, which is up from 62nd last year, but only good for 12th in the Big Ten. Iowa State was ranked 59th, up from 64th last year, and 7th in the Big 12. UNI was 145th in the NCAA and 3rd in the MVC. The Colonels lost a noon game with the Burlington Bees yesterday 5-2 and are trying to avoid being swept at home in four games tonight. They'll do so without right-handed starter Tyler Wells, who was placed on the 7-day disabled list with a right shoulder strain. Infielder Andre Jernigan has been called up from Elizabethton in his absence. All-star Sean Poppin is going to be on the hill with his 5-2 record for the Colonels tonight, facing Bees lefty Nate Burtness, and that game's going to start in just a matter of minutes. The Twins downed the Red Sox 4-1 last night and have a chance tonight to split that four-game series in Boston. It's Kyle Gibson on the mound for Minnesota and David Price for the Sox, and that game got started at 6, and the Twins lead the Red Sox already, 1-0 in the top of the second. We'll join that game in progress on 107.5 The North Gym.
Before we step aside at the bottom of the hour, Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck has been sharing photos on his Twitter account from his vacation. Yeah, you ruined it. I was gonna tell you he is in Disneyland. Whichever one is in Florida. Disneyland, right?
Oh, World. Disney World. I think Disneyland is in California.
Disney World is in... I see, I was a kid.
We're going
never,
to Disney World. I think
we never had any money when I was a kid. We never went to Disney. But he has been sharing photos, and his most recent one is of his current wife with his kids from his first marriage. And it says, last night in Disney, blank, I was going to have you fill in the blank, blank dinner. Love you guys, but you said elite. Yeah, they had an elite dinner. Everything about the trip is elite. I'm telling you, watch out for P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. I know a lot of people out there think that the guy is a carnival barker and this is all smoke and mirrors. If you can do it at Western Michigan, you can do it in the Twin Cities. I know this guy, and I know he's going to be able to pull this off. I would not write him off. This is not another Tim Brewster situation with a chunk of the Rose Bowl turf in your office and the Minnesota-colored M&Ms on your desk. That guy was a clown. P.J. Fleck is a very good football coach. He's going to have the Gophers as a successful program and a thorn in the side of teams like Iowa in the Big Ten West for a long time to come.
You remember what that Western Michigan program looked like his first year?
They were awful.
He took over.
It was one of the worst teams in the country the previous season.
They were one of the worst teams in the country the previous season, and then they were the worst team in the country the year that he took over. But that was the year that he started a bunch of freshmen, guys like Zach Terrell and then Corey Davis, who turns out to be the number 5 overall pick. And he takes them from the worst team in the country and makes them into the Access Bowl representative of the Group of Five and going toe-to-toe with Wisconsin. There is no doubt in my mind with the way that that guy recruits and the way that he draws young people in, and especially to his program, that he's going to have success. And I think, I'm not ready to say this, but I think there's a very good possibility that his hire could reshape and redefine the Big Ten West.
6:35, we'll step aside for just a few seconds. Don't forget, vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today at kgymradio.com. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Have we seen the last of Bartolo Colon in a Major League uniform? The 44-year-old right-hander designated for assignment today by the Atlanta Braves, although there is talk of the New York Mets reuniting with Bartolo Colon, which just means one thing. It's going to really suck to see him lose his roster spot to Tim Tebow. Back with more after this.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
GNC's got what you need to crush your goals with a summer savings event.
Now featuring Buy More, Save More, just pick your favorite sports performance brand, buy two and save 20%, or buy three and save 30%.
Ignite diet goals with CelluCore, Super HD Fire, blast through workouts with BPI BAM, unleash unrelenting energy with Performix Super Male T V2X, and take NO for an answer with Force Factor Volcano.
Hustle into your GNC or visit GNC.com. Sale ends July 5th. Change begins at GNC.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you there's nothing wrong with being a cog in a well-oiled machine. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a standard oil change for just $19.99. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 19th through July 7th. Most vehicles install new filter and refill 5 quarts Quaker Stay motor oil. An additional fee of up to $2.99 to be added for oil filter recycling. See store or drivefirestone.com for full details.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
6:39, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. If you are in downtown Cedar Rapids on Saturday, make sure to give us a shout, or I should say give me a shout, since everybody else here is a slacker and won't be there.
Kyle's not going to be there either?
I don't believe so. Well, somebody's going to have to hand out the T-shirts. Maybe Scott will. Or Dukes. What, Duker?
Is Duker going to be there?
You know what? I'll swing by his house at 8:30 in the morning.
Kyle's going to be there.
On the way to the parade, and I'll just lay on the horn in his driveway until he comes out.
He will
boxers,
love that.
Boxers or not, and I'm going to say, you got shotgun. Hop in. I'll even let you choose the station. Odds are we'll be listening to Rob FM. It's our new station across the hall, literally across the hall from us, and I know that they'll be at the parade as well. Seriously, though, if you're at the Freedom Festival parade on Saturday, I'm going to be behind the wheel of the KGYM pickup truck, so keep your kids away from the curb, but feel free to give us a shout. Cubs win today. Cardinals win today. White Sox and Twins playing later tonight. I take that back. The Twins are underway. We're joining that game in progress. See if I can get you a score update. It's 1-0 in the top of the second. Kind of an interesting take there on that game. Kyle Gibson has a .60 ERA at Fenway Park. but David Price has not lost to the Twins since 2014. So something's going to have to give there. Right now, the Twins are on top. We'll join that game in progress at 7 o'clock. Milwaukee, a 2-0 lead on Cincinnati in the top of the second as well. White Sox first pitch against the Yankees set for 7:10 tonight.
I ran across this story earlier today. Do you remember the wild card game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles last season?
Vaguely.
Well, during the course of that game, Hyun-Soo Kim was the left fielder of the Baltimore Orioles.
Somebody threw a beer at him.
Somebody threw a beer at him while he was fielding a fly ball during a wild card game. Well, that person has been sentenced today. And he has been
sent...
In Canada.
He's probably got to pick up litter or something. Well, they don't have much litter up there.
200 hours of community service.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And a one-year ban from MLB stadiums. Enough, too much, too little. 319-366-1600.
I would say that's about right. And banning him from 200 hours of community service, unless you know Jimmy McGill, I don't think you're getting out of that.
I think it's about right as well. I just thought that they might make him make an example of him because you see stuff getting thrown on the field all the time, but you never usually see it potentially affect the outcome of a play or the outcome of a game. In that particular case, it did. And I thought Major League Baseball or possibly the prosecutors in Canada were going to make more of an example of him, but I think that the penalty does fit the crime.
Speaking of making an example out of people, I came across this story earlier today, and I thought this is so dumb and so encapsulates where we're at as a society right now and what we will do for attention. And I said, if the opportunity presents itself, I want to get to this story on the air tonight. But there is a 19-year-old woman in Minnesota, and I use the term loosely here, who was arrested this week after she shot her boyfriend dead while the two were trying to create a piece of content for their YouTube channel. The woman in question, Mona Lisa Perez, shot and killed her boyfriend, who also happens to be the father of their children, which is the most unfortunate part here, Pedro Ruiz III, Monday evening during a failed trick when Ruiz was attempting to stop a bullet with a book in front of his chest.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think these two went to Harvard with Sean Papa.
No, I don't think so either.
He tried to convince her that this was safe because he showed her another book that he had shot, which had successfully stopped the bullet. So she takes the gun and fires it, and the bullet goes through the book into him and kills him. She actually had to call 911 on herself. And they were doing this because they were trying to create a cool video for their YouTube page. Remember what I said about my stance on guns?
It was very similar to my stance on fireworks yesterday.
I am not against guns. I am not anti-gun. I am against idiots with guns. How stupid do you have to be? And they were hoping to make a video that people would watch on YouTube so that they could get hits and likes.
And somebody died. Oh, is she going to get charged?
Yes, from the sounds of it. She is facing some major charges here. It was a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. That's a major... round
this wasn't
of
just a
ammunition.
Small revolver. Not that that's any better, but...
And she fired it from roughly a foot away.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. I have no idea what to say.
Ruiz's aunt, Ruiz is the guy that got killed. Ruiz's aunt relayed that the couple was trying to acquire more YouTube viewers.
Is the YouTube channel still up?
No, it's not.
Okay.
She is facing a charge of second-degree manslaughter, which faces up to 10 years in jail and a $20,000 fine. She's going to be in court on July 5th.
319-366-1600. Ryan and Walford, I don't mean to step away from this too quickly, Todd, but Ryan and Walford has a very good would you.
Okay.
Back to our talk about...
Would I let Alex shoot me in the chest from a foot away with a 50 caliber Desert Eagle? No.
No, no, you would not. Would you rather be banned for a year with 200 hours of community service, banned for a year from Major League Baseball parks with 200 hours of community service, or spend a weekend in jail?
Man, I really don't want to I've never spent a minute...
Me neither.
...in jail. Not even in a holding cell. And not everybody that's set foot in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids can make that claim.
And not even in Busch Stadium.
I don't know if I would voluntarily spend any time in jail. Now, 200 hours of community service is a lot of picking up trash and doing other... I guess if it was something other than picking up trash, if it was like volunteering at a community center, maybe feeding Meals to Wheels to elderly people or something, that program still exists, right? We haven't taken that away yet. I would probably do that over spending 200 hours in jail, or 200 hours of community service over a weekend in jail. That's just me, though.
And 4421 with the true text of the day. Welcome to Darwin's Theory of Natural Selection.
I don't really want to make light of somebody dying. That's not the point.
No.
But the point was to tell the story of how stupid some people can be. That a guy lost his life and the mother of his children is now looking at doing time for manslaughter because these two outstanding parents were trying to film something so that they could get a bunch of strangers and people that they don't know on the internet to like their YouTube video and follow their channel, which I don't know too much about YouTube, but apparently if you get enough subscribers and enough people watch your video, there's some way that you can monetize it.
Did you see the story about the kicker at UCF who has a YouTube channel that he is able to monetize?
I did, and I know for a while his eligibility was being threatened by the NCAA.
It still is. They told him to cut it out, and he came out about a week ago and said that he will not cut it out. So he will force the hand of the NCAA if they want to do something about it.
That's just... Man, it's a college kid with a YouTube channel. He does edits of videos and stuff. I read this story. There was a piece in the Chicago Tribune about him. It's nothing nefarious. He's not monetizing the fact that he plays college football. He's not monetizing his likeness. It's just he's a college kid who does stuff on YouTube, and he makes a little money doing it. And the NCAA says, whoa, violation. That's the kind of stuff that the NCAA worries about. Meanwhile, at North Carolina and some of the other higher institutions of learning, Baylor, you can almost literally get away with murder, and the NCAA won't do anything about it. Reminds me of the old Jerry Tarkanian quote. With the NCAA being so mad at Kentucky, they're going to give Cleveland State a couple more years of probation. 6:50, we'll step aside, take a quick break. The breaks are always quick here. Have you realized that? It's sort of a crutch on my part. We'll come back, final big board update of the night. We'll send you on your way. 107.5 FM listeners, you'll join up with the Minnesota Twins. They're in progress at Fenway Park in Boston. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. I believe it's Dickerson and Hood, the Chicago ESPN program, filling in for Jalen and Jacoby tonight. So you'll get a little Chicago and Midwestern flavor on your national ESPN programming. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show on the way after this.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe wheat. and nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words, road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM, but I'm not. Do I look like an ATM? More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for that same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones, all powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 7/10/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data allotment reached, speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next plan cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 6/12/17. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Home at last. There's a note on the door. If you've got any unfinished business, take care of it now. You've only got a few hours to live. Only a few hours to live?
Hey, neighbor. Did you get my note?
You?
Yeah, don't want you to forget. There's live music tonight.
Oh, live.
Get your boot scoot and eat on at Wild Hog Saloon and Eatery in Walford, 7 miles from CR. Live music 5 nights a week. WildHogSaloon.com.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of 3 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
6:53, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll be in Iowa City, the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Former Hawkeye football player Tyler Bloom will be with us, as will Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. We'll have that thrilling come-from-behind victory for the Chicago Cubs to talk about with Jack, as well as a 5-RBI day for former Cedar Rapids Colonel outfielder Randall Grichuk with the St. Louis Cardinals, as St. Louis a 10-4 winner in Phoenix today over the Diamondbacks. Cubs coming back 5-4 to beat the Nationals thanks to a 2-run double in the top of the ninth inning by John Jay. Chicago now makes its way to Cincinnati, where they'll take on the Reds tomorrow. Mike Montgomery, the scheduled starter, at 6:10. Great America Ballpark. So that show will start, that game will start while we are on the air. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's also the phone number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Tickets to the John Deere Classic on the line for you tomorrow on the Gym Class with Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes. We bring Kyle Mann into the studio again. Our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Kyle?
Former Iowa standout Jared Uthoff was traded today by the Dallas Mavericks, who signed him to a 2-year non-guaranteed contract during last season, to the Houston Rockets. Uthoff may stick with Houston, but other recent moves by the Rockets and Uthoff's highly movable contract suggest that he may be a piece in another trade in the very near future. The Learfield Directors' Cup standings were finalized yesterday, which are intended to measure and rank the competitive success of all NCAA Division I schools. The University of Iowa finished ranked 51st, which is up from 62nd last year, but only good for 12th in the Big Ten. Iowa State was ranked 59th, up from 64th, and 7th in the Big 12. UNI was 145th in the NCAA and 3rd in the MVC. The Colonels lost a noon game with the Burlington Bees yesterday, 5-2, and are trying to avoid being swept at home in four games tonight. They'll do so without right-handed starter Tyler Wells, who was placed on the 7-day disabled list with a right shoulder strain. Infielder Andre Jernigan has been called up from Elizabethton in his absence. All-star Sean Poppin started for the Colonels tonight, and they already lead 1-0 after the first inning. The Twins downed the Red Sox 4-1 last night and have a chance tonight to split the four-game series in Boston. It's Kyle Gibson on the mound for Minnesota and David Price for the Sox. That game started at 6, and the Sox are down 0. The Twins lead 1-0 in the top of the third. You can hear the rest of that game after our show on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Triple for Travis Blankenhorn. He comes home on a ground out by Lewin Diaz. That's how the Colonels got that 1-0 lead.
He's starting to heat up a little bit.
Blankenhorn. Yes. Blankenhorn, Sean Poppin. There's a number of guys who are back in Cedar Rapids that were here or at least for part of the year last year that I think if there's an opening at Fort Myers, maybe they'll be the next to go up, and Blankenhorn would certainly be at the top of my list. Sean Poppin, who joined us earlier today at 4:30, pointing out correctly that his last couple starts haven't necessarily been up to par, but if baseball doesn't work out, he's always got the chemistry and physics degrees to fall back on from Harvard. You can catch the podcast at kgymradio.com. And again, you can catch us out and about tomorrow in Iowa City, Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. We'll have some great prizes for you and some great conversation as well. We'll be there from 4 until 7. Happy hour actually starts at 3, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. That'll do it. 107.5 FM listeners, we join Twins Red Sox in progress. ESPN Radio for everybody else. Talk to you tomorrow.
Home at last. There's a note on the door. If you've got any unfinished business, take care of it now. You've only got a few hours to live. Only a...